You are listening to Elevated on Radio Pulpit. I'm Jenna Lebelong, and joining me now is Kayla Cantores. She is a dedicated university student, but this is what I'm most excited about. She's a passionate Christian influencer, and she wholeheartedly dedicates her life to sharing the love and teachings of Jesus Christ. Kayla, thank you for joining me on Elevated today. I really appreciate it. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be on here and to share, the love of Jesus Christ.
Kayla, people might know you from social media, but tell me who you are beyond just online, beyond just what people see on social media. Who is Kayla?
Well, I would say that I'm a very shy person, but I really try and put myself out there, from the confidence that God has placed in me. And I'm very dedicated in my studies and my life, like just jumping and staying active. And I love uplifting people and being there for them.
Tell us a bit about your upbringing, where you are from, etc.
So I am from Johannesburg South. I'm just from the south side of Johannesburg.
And what does your family feel about you being all over social media? I mean, you literally have about almost 37,000 followers on TikTok, about 35,000 on Instagram as well. How does your family feel about you being so bold and brave to share your belief in this way?
Well, they are very, very proud of me, and they encourage it. In the past, they were a bit more skeptical because, obviously as a parent, they want their children to be protected. But when they saw what I was doing online, on social media, they were very proud. And I would say that, it makes them happy to see, their daughter doing something great in her life. And the rest of my family as well, they're also really happy about it, and they support that a lot.
Yeah. Where did your journey of faith begin, your walk with Christ?
Well, it actually began just at the end of my high school. So I matriculated, and I remember that I was just going through a very rough patch. And I remember that I encountered Jesus Christ, from the confusion that I was going through in my life and the dark places I was going through. That's when I encountered him. It was very surprising because I never thought that this is where I would be,
You say that you went through a rough patch. You're talking about confusion, and you're mentioning it, or you are labeling that season in your life a dark place. If you don't mind sharing with us what exactly it is that brought you to that dark place.
So in high school, I failed a lot of classes, like I wasn't focusing, and I got mixed up with the wrong crowd of friends. And I had a best friend that would always encourage me to stay on the walk of God. And unfortunately, I pushed her away, and I joined the wrong friends who brought me into this life of partying and drinking and smoking and, all these things. And because of that, it slowly ate me away. And all I could remember was what my best friend had told me. And she was like, always turn to Jesus Christ. And it would always sit at the back of my mind, but still the willingness wasn't there yet. And then I fell into like a dark place in my life. And the way I would fill that was by going out and being with these friends of mine. And then I remember that I was towards the end of matric, I was at the club with my friends and some of my family. And I remember that specific day, I didn't want to engage in any of those things. I wanted to actually go home because something kept pushing me and telling me, like, this is not where God wants me to be. So when I got home, I acknowledged the dark place where I was at, and I acknowledged that I needed Jesus Christ.
Kayla, the place that you're describing is something that a lot of young people find themselves in, having wrong friends and getting into that culture of partying, drinking, and smoking. What would you say to somebody who might still be finding themselves there, who still caught up in the wrong group of friends, in the wrong crowd, leading them in the wrong direction?
I would tell that person that, although it's temporary pleasure and fun as it seems, it's really gonna ruin your life and ruin you as a person. It's almost like a blockage between you and God. And I would really encourage that, do not join certain people that are gonna keep influencing these things upon you. Because, God tells us that bad company corrupts good character. He doesn't say that good character makes bad company better. So I would encourage you that whatever is bad in your life, the bad influences, the bad people, you need to take a leap of faith and remove yourself from there and allow God to bring the right people in your life. And, don't waste your time with smoking and with drinking and stuff because, you may enjoy it here on earth, but one day you are going to face God and he's gonna ask you, why did you choose that over him? And you are gonna have to answer for that. So my encouragement is that don't let the things of this world make you feel like this is where you need to be. Instead, allow God to redirect your steps and fill those voids. Whatever is hurting in your life, whatever is leading you to drink, leading you to smoke, find the root of that hurt and allow God to fill those places in. As much as it hurts, you cannot turn to the things of this world.
Kayla, you also shared about failing some subjects in high school, and we're now approaching the end of the year, and a lot of students or pupils or matriculants, they are sitting on the edge of their seat because they are waiting for those results next year. Or sometimes you even know maybe you didn't do well, you didn't study, you just maybe messed up your matric year, and you're sitting with so much anxiety. As somebody who has experience in that, what would your advice be for the matriculant waiting for those results, or the matriculant who already knows that they've probably messed up?
I would say that this is not your end, and we are not. I would definitely tell you that you are not defined by your failures. As humans, we do make mistakes, we learn from it. And with me, I definitely didn't do my best as well. I really thought many times that I was going to be held back in life, in school. And many teachers would tell me things that would put me down and make me feel like I'm not capable. But you know what? When I met Jesus Christ, he told me that I'm not defined by what the world says. I'm defined by who he says I am. So, if you find yourself, falling short, if you find yourself not doing well, maybe you struggle being lazy, or maybe you do try your best, but for some reason you always find yourself having the lowest of marks or falling back in life. But it is not too late for you to just get back up. You can say today that I want to make a change in my life. And I mean, for me, for example, I failed. Like, I passed, but I didn't get the marks that I would have wanted or would have made my family proud. But God was so gracious enough to say that, you know what? I'm going to give you a chance and I'm going to give you opportunity. And I didn't throw that opportunity away. I took it and I said, Lord, I'm going to use it. And that is when I got this opportunity to study in university. And my aunt offered, like, on a random day, she called and she was like, I want to pay for your studies. And it was so unexpected because I genuinely felt that I could never succeed in that. I felt I was not worthy of being in a good university. But I took the opportunity, despite my doubts. God showed me that I'm not going to be defined by who I say I am or who the devil says I am, but by who he says I am. And as I was studying his word, he taught me how to, stay focused and how to use his wisdom and all these things, these wonderful things. And I took those things and I put it into studies. And that's how I became a student, an actual student, where I felt like, I'm doing something, I'm being successful in something. But still, at the end of it, high school was not something that defined me. School, marks, God was the one that showed me that, it is possible.
You're saying that right now you are a student. After everything you've gone through, God came through miraculously. Your aunt is sponsoring your studies as well. Tell us what you are studying and what you hope to do with this qualification.
Thank you so much. I'm studying a bachelor's in IT, and wow, like when I received that opportunity, I was really happy about that because I've always wanted to work with computers and technology. And even though I doubted that I wouldn't study that, it happened,
That's amazing. And I can also see how you love social media as well. Clearly, by the content you are creating, how are you hoping to bring IT and social media, all of that together, to continue to spread the gospel the way that you do?
Well, I'm trying to find, how I can implement all of that with my social media and stuff. But I would say that, for my social media, my platforms and stuff, even the way that I edit my videos and how I edit all these cool things, to make these my videos stand out, to catch the attention of my audience. I would say that I learned a lot of those skills, through learning through all of these things with technology and stuff like that.
Kayla, tell me about your social media content. With being a student as well, how do you balance it, or when do you get time to sit down and plan and then record and execute your content?
Well, truthfully, it does get a bit heavy, sometimes I really plan to, make content and stuff. But then I also have to look at my studies and focus on that. But one thing I learned was that I shouldn't rush to make content because I always need to ensure that my heart is in the right place. Like, I cannot make videos about God for if my heart is not in the right place, if I'm not focused on him, because then I'm just speaking from my own understanding. So in the times when I'm studying or when I'm busy, I will make sure that there's always time for me to be in my word and to stay focused on God, because I only have these things in my life because of him. So he also deserves my time. So
Absolutely.
while I'm doing all those things, I make the time for him, and then when I know that my heart is in the right position to share something, that's when I take the opportunity to make my content, and that's how I fit in the time. Even though there are times where I'm rushing everything and, I'm stressing out, I always go back to my board. So I have a board in my room where I plan my things. I write down what I need to do for this day and this day. Before I start my week, I pray to God and I ask him to help me plan my week, because, he's the one that He's the one that sets those plans for me. So, yeah.
And what's your favorite scripture? You're always sharing scriptures with people on your social media. What's that one scripture that encourages you and that you hold on to?
I would say that my favorite scripture, actually, I have two, but the one is Philippians 4, verse 13, where it says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And the second one is Mark 5, verse 36, where Jesus was telling this man, he said, "Don't be afraid, only believe." And I love these verses, not because, it makes me feel good, but simply because I acknowledge who God is. And the one in Philippians where I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, I don't necessarily take that verse to believe that, oh, I'm the one that can do anything. I believe that when I look at that verse, I acknowledge that when I'm aligned in God's will, I can do it because He gave me the power. He gave His Holy Spirit to me
Amen.
to do His will. So yeah, those are my two favorite verses.
Kayla, I want to thank you for joining us today and also sharing with us, not here on the podcast and on Radio Pulpit, but also on your social media. You've got nearly 100,000 people, I think, following you across your platforms. It could be more. Do you feel pressure knowing that there's so many people that wait for your content, that look up to you, especially the young people? Do you feel pressure?
I absolutely do, but I try my best to always trust God because I mean, there's pressure both negatively and positively because I know that I always have that motivation to share the word of God with others, but then there's also pressure acknowledging that, you know, sometimes people like they like to judge me or they have these. I get many messages from people that are very negative and say like the worst kind of things. But at the same time, I'm more excited and I'm more joyful to share the word because there are so many people that, you know, get impacted by this. But I try not to be pressured by it because, you know, I also need to ensure that, you know, I'm sharing the right things with people. So, yeah.
I can't believe that somebody would send you negative comments. I mean, what would there possibly be to be negative about? But that's just the nature of the world that we live in. The devil is always trying to break us down and to make us be quiet. That's what he wants. He wants to shut us up. But I love the fact, Kayla, that you are resolute in your standing, that you will not be quiet. I can't let you go without asking you your top two, maybe self-care tips for ladies, because you are gorgeous. You have this incredible skin. You're also into
Thank
fashion.
you.
So, your top two self-care tips for us for this festive season, where can we start?
I would say, okay, so the first one, I would say that please always wash your face in the morning and the night as well. Ever since I started doing that, I hardly get any acne, even like during the times when, you know, us as females, our hormones act up. So that's one. And then I would say that the second one is not actually really a physical thing that you do, but I would always say be kind to yourself. You know, God says that there's power, that there's life and death in the tongue. And thing is, like, sometimes when you speak bad things over yourself because maybe you went through something or someone done something to you or you're just going through a bad place in your life, please always speak life over yourself. Speak what God said that you are, because when you say, I am so and so, you are basically calling upon the name of God because He is I am. So when you speak negatively of yourself and you say, I am A, B, and C, it's almost like you are also saying that bad thing upon God. And I mean, if you love God, you also need to praise that name of Him. And because you are made in His image, you need to speak His name into your
Amen.
image.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to land it here, and I want our listeners to get ready so that they can take down your social media handles and follow you, Kayla. But I've been asking my guests, as we are in the festive season, what they are doing for the festive season after this very, very tough 2025. It's also been a productive one, a blessed one for many, but it's now time for people to start winding down. And I oftentimes find, especially new believers, saying that they don't know what to do for fun now that they are born again. They don't know what to do to relax now that they are born again. What are you planning to do as a young Christian? You're going to get a little bit of break from your studies as well. What are you doing for the festive season?
Well, definitely spending time with my family. I mean, I would definitely understand that, you know, when a Christian is born again, then you need to unlearn the fun ways of the world and get into something else that does not involve sin and all these things. And I know when first love comes in, I would say that there's a lot of influences that are of this world, and the things that I would do, as I said, spend time with my family, you know, do something active, go out with your friends, you know, to the movies, go and eat something, you know, go in. Oh yes, this first off, I'm going to go with my friend to help the homeless people. Even that is
Lovely.
something that is so fun and so joyful to do. And also get involved in church. Do something that, you know, is gonna honor God. And I always ask myself that before I do something, I ask myself, is this honoring God or does it not? And if it does not, then I shouldn't get involved with it.
Love
So
it. Love it. That is
there
very,
is
very sound
that's
advice. Very sound advice there from Kayla Cantaris, our guest for today. Kayla, your social media handles, how do we follow you? How do we support you as the kingdom?
So my Instagram and my TikTok, I only have those two. I'm not on Facebook. I'm just addressing this because many people love to steal my pictures and put it on Facebook.
Sure.
But yeah, my social medias are just Kayla Cantaris, that's all. And I would just love for your support. I would love for you to share my posts, to share to family members who are struggling, who are far from God. And yeah, just show love, man. Just show love.
Just show love. That's the message from Kayla Cantaris. Just to spell that for you, it's KAYLACANTARS. On the way. CANTARES. Kayla, we leave it
Yes.
there for the moment. Bye, Donkey. I appreciate your time today here on Radio Pool, but the Lord bless you as you continue to spread the goodness of God on social media. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I pray blessings upon you and whoever is hearing this. If you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will be saved.
Amen.